Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to another powerful Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Know that whatever you stand in need of, God has it for you. So call a friend, email a friend, text a friend, invite them on to hear a word from the Lord. So get ready for your breakthrough, because he's giving you power to tread over serpents, scorpions, the power over all of your enemies, and by no means should nothing happen to you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. God loves you. I love you. Enjoy.
Amen. Scripture reference shall be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another powerful Monday night while the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready, get ready. We say thank you, Lord. We come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to thank you for getting us through this day, Lord God. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you that your right hand is holding us up. We thank you, Lord God, you're keeping your arms around us, Lord God. We ask you to have your way on this line tonight. Deliver and set free, because we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we lift up all the sick and the shut-ins to you tonight, in their homes, in the hospital, in the IC unit tonight, Lord God. Do signs, miracles, and wonders tonight, Lord God. Do a Shonda for them right now, Lord God. Do a turnaround for their lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So bodies line up with the word of God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making the lame walk today, Lord God. We thank you for opening up blinded eyes today, Lord God. We thank you for mending somebody's broken heart on today, Lord God. We say, have your way tonight, Lord God. Because without you, Father God, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength. Now we praise you in advance for watching over us, keeping us safe tonight as we sleep and slumber. We say, have your way in our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, our great-grandchildren's lives, our neighbor's children, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our neighborhoods to you, Lord God. And we thank you for peace in our neighborhoods, peace in the United States, peace in the nations, Lord God. We need your help, Lord God. One touch from you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Have your way in our homes on tonight. Have your way, Lord God. Deliverance at free. We lift up the homeless to you all over the universe tonight, God. Keep your arms around the homeless, Lord God. Keep them safe from seen and unseen danger. Keep them safe from seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Have your way in your precious Son Jesus' name. I pray tonight, Lord God. Cover this house I'm in tonight, Lord God. Traveling grace and mercy for me tomorrow if I go home, Lord God. Oh, we thank you right now for it in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on tonight, Father God, and we thank you for this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you have made, and we shall rejoice. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in spite of all that's going on around us, Father God, we shall rejoice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we just thank you. Oh, God, because you've been so good, Father God. You've been so merciful. You've been so kind. You've been so loving to us, Father God. You've been so faithful to us, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you all the glory and all the honor that you deserve on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person under the sound of my voice on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I pray right now, Father God, that you would strengthen them. Right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would meet all their needs, oh God, glory, hallelujah, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, that you would move by your spirit, Father God, in their lives, Father God, in their homes, oh God, in their families, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, in your children's lives, Father God, move, Father God, even on their jobs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move in every situation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in their lives, Father God, and I declare that victory. We declare the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we go forth, Father God, in intercession, Father God, we declare the victory for each and every one of your people, Father God. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for Mother Gwenny on tonight, Father God, on this day, Father God, this evening, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you strengthening her, Father God. I thank you, God, for you pouring fresh oil back in her, Father God. Even as she poured out, Father God, you restoring virtue to her, Father God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're covering her, keeping her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for covering her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you are doing in her life, Father God. And even as she, oh, God, prayed about the traveling mercy, Father God, cover her as she goes to and fro, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and she prayed about a covering over the home, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover that home, hedge it in with protection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with angelic host, Father God. And even as she get back to her residence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let everything be found, Father God, in peace, Father God, peaceful, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just want to bless you. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, for Dr. Wilt, even as she come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, strengthen her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, pour fresh oil upon her, Father God. Use her for your glory, oh God. Meet off every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And I just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for moving in her life and moving in the life of her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that all that you have for her to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that she shall accomplish it, Father God, with your help. Oh God, I thank you for provision that you make it for her even right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just want to bless you for her. I want to thank you for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, I thank you, God, for Prophet Matthew's on tonight, Father God. I thank you, God, for the overseer of this line, Father God. And I thank you, God, for you just strengthening him right now, Father God, taking him higher and deeper in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as he come forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, use him, Father God, for your glory, Father God. Even, oh God, if they have a panel on tonight, use each and every person, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let, oh God, the word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, minister to your people on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let it fall on good ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, Let, oh God, hallelujah, us not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. I praise you, Father God. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Even for Administrator Lisa Bryant on tonight, Father God, move by your spirit for her. Use it for your glory. Cover her and her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, meet every one of our needs by your riches and glory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover all of our families, Father God. God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover, oh God, hallelujah, our children. Cover our siblings, Father God. Cover each and every family member, Father God, near and far, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with all that's going on right now in the world, Father God. Keep us safe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are the strong tower, the righteous can run in and be safe, Father God. You said in your word that you are our refuge, oh God. You said in your word, Father God, that you are present help in the time of trouble, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to cover, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even my family, Father God, with all that we're dealing with at this time, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I praise you, Father God, and I give you the glory, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for you just, oh, God, cover my mom, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Go in that ICU room, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, lay your hands on her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank you, God, and have your divine way in her life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I just thank you for your people everywhere, Father God, to touching the sick and healing them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, restoring, Father God, reviving, refreshing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're touching loved ones everywhere in the nursing homes, oh, God, the hospitals, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the rehabilitation centers, Father God, and even those on hospice, Father God. Even the story I heard about the young man on hospice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let salvation, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, come alive to Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You have your divine way. Move by your spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I just thank you for what you're doing for your people, Father God. Heal the land, Father God. Heal the land. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Call us to humble ourselves and pray, Father God, and the people to, of your people to turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, so we might hear, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, from heaven, Father God, and you would heal the land, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I just want to give you praise, and I want to give you glory, oh, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God, and shifting the atmosphere, oh, God, moving by your spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, turning things around for your people right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every situation and circumstance, Father God, we commit it to you, Father God. You said to commit our ways to you, trust you, and you will bring the past that expected in, Father God, to move. Oh, God, move by your spirit, Father God, and endow us with even more faith, Father God, more hope in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, when we're weak, Father God, let us pull on you for strength, oh, God, and we just want to praise you. We want to thank you, and we bless you for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray right now against backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, the prayers that have gone forth, the prayers that shall come forth, Father God, even the word that shall come forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send every bit of backlash back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We love you. Amen and amen and amen in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the prayers that have gone up, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the women of God. Lord God, hallelujah. Your word has declared unto us to call for the mourning women, oh God. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the tenacity, oh God, to wail in the spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, to pray for your people everywhere. Lord God, be with every the God, prophets of Father, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. Cover her, Lord, in her time of need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength, oh God, hallelujah. Give her the wisdom and the knowledge that she needs. Lord God, hallelujah, to minister to her family, oh, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for her intercessory prayer. Position that you have her in, oh God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, not only her, Pastor Brown, and oh God, all of those that pray in the background that we do not know, oh God, hallelujah, but their voices are heard. Father, hallelujah unto you, Lord, in your throne. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bring before you broken families on tonight. Father, we bring them before you, oh God, hallelujah. Some are being divided because of money. Some are being divided because of sickness. Some are being divided because of fornication or adultery, oh God. Some are being divided, oh God, because they have been kidnapped, oh God, or run away, Lord. But Father, whatever the conditions is that the families have been, oh God, destroyed and, oh God, and tore down and divided, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you begin to bring unification, oh God. Lord God, according to your word, Lord, let everyone, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl fall in their rightful position, oh God, in within the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, all the backlash and retaliation, oh God, that come, Lord God, against, Lord, those that are trying to do what is right, Lord, to keep the family unit as one, Lord. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let your anointed destroy those yokes, oh God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, as we continue, Lord God, to bombard heaven on their behalf, Lord. Lord God, those that have left home, Lord God, without a rightful reason, Lord, I ask right now that you prick their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, speak volumes unto them, oh God. Let them feel the Shekinah glory, Lord, fall upon them. Hallelujah. They will go running back to their home. That they have wrong, but they will make it right, Lord. And even those that are in abusive situations, oh God, the abuser, oh God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, put a flame up under their feet, Lord God, and in their bosom. Hey God, hallelujah, Lord. Put a flame up in their bosom, oh God. Lord God, that they will be pricked and convicted, oh God, for the torment that they're doing to the family members, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save their souls, oh God. Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you can able to deliver their mind while it's filled, oh God, more blood running warm through their veins. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, Lord. I continue to pray for the backsliders, oh God. Lord God, they need you, Lord God, whether they be far or near, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Put them in the pathway, oh God, hallelujah, of those that would not compromise the word, but oh God, will minister to them, Lord, through love and give them encouragement, oh God, to bring them back into the fold before it's everlasting too late. Oh God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen the body of believers everywhere, Lord. Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Let us be like a threefold cord that not easily be broken, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're bringing unity throughout the body, both naturally and spiritually, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, those leaders that are discouraged and disheartened, oh God, because of all, hallelujah, they may have lost members, oh God. Lord God, rather by the grave or rather by them leaving personally, Lord God, from the essence, oh God. But I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because your name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in and be saved. Oh God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, for everything that is lost, oh God, they will recover it, hallelujah. Recover all, oh God, 100-fold in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that our God, hallelujah, your way is perfect. Your way is righteous. Your way, oh God, hallelujah, is holy. And God, I thank you, oh God, that you're moving mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for what is about to be said in this program on tonight, to serve that is about to be rendered and offered unto you, Lord. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And glory be to God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Get ready for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m.
Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews,
Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by
the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35,
Wincrest, Texas.
Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800.
September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio
in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Good evening. We welcome you to the Monday Night Prophetic Experience, where the Word of the Lord comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. This is your first time visiting the Monday Night Prophetic Experience. We extend a very special welcome to you. And if you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to visit the ministry website at WeRestoreU.org. If you will, please keep these announcements in mind. If you're in the New Jersey area this week, this coming week, Thursday and Friday, you can join Dr. Matthews at Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries. That's Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries at 379 Lakehurst Road, Browns Mill, New Jersey, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor, and Pastor Kathy Griffith is the assistant pastor. For more information, please call 267-767-6511. That's this Thursday and Friday. On this coming Saturday, Dr. Matthews will be honored in Atlanta, Georgia, the 2021 Black I Am Award. He's being honored for the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for his book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. If you would like to support the man of God, you can do so by purchasing your tickets at blackiamawards2021.evenbright.com. Tickets can only be purchased online. Save the dates, September 18th through the 19th, as the commercial was stated. We're getting ready for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, hosted by Sister Tina Rice, the Lifehouse Style Hair Studio at 5520 Walton Road, Suite 102, San Antonio, Texas. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. October the 1st, Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker at the First Baptist Church in Lounsbury, Alabama. That's the Black Belt in the great state of Alabama. And on October the 2nd and the 3rd, he will also be speaking in the South Central Alabama locations. Those times and locations are being confirmed. Please, if you will, save the date, October 29th, 30th, and the 31st. We're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and the birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews. All of this will take place, again, October 29th, 30th, and the 31st. Now, some important dates to keep in mind. October the 29th, the services will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, where Dr. Matthews is the pastor. On the 30th, there will be a formal banquet. a formal banquet and celebrating the birthday of Dr. Lauren Matthews. This will all take place at the First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church at 14559 South Green Street in Harvey, Illinois. The tickets are $70. The tickets are $70. And the Cash App, if you would like to purchase a ticket or support for this great event, for the celebration for Dr. Matthews, the Cash App is Family Values 2021. Money sign Family Values 2021. Or you can mail for your tickets. You can mail to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries at 231 East 146th Street and care of Family Values Conference in Harvey, Illinois at 60426. Is the zip code. Also, they have a hotel that you can make your reservations. It's the same hotel that we use for Lifeline. It's at the Even Hotel in Tinley Park Convention Center. And the number is 708-444-1100 and reference the Family Values Conference block. If you decide that you're going to stay past the conference, please let them know so they can note it in your reservations at that time, and you can keep that same rate. But reference the Family Values Conference block. For more information on any information with the conference, you can contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Again, Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770, or you can call the local ministry for Sister Martisa Green at 708-825-1988, or you can call the toll-free number at 877-912-2027. The final date to make your reservations for the hotel is October the 8th, but of course you make a reservation and something comes up, you have until the day before the event to cancel your reservation. So I would recommend that even if something happens, make your reservation because you can always cancel it later. Again, October the date is the final date. This information will be posted on social media as well. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to Pastor Ganey or Sister Martisa Green, or you can call the 877 number as well. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for joining the Monday Night Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive with Dr. Lauren Matthews. Thank you. God bless you.
This is called I Belong to You. So, why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I belong to you. Everything I am,
I belong to you.
And everything I'm not,
I belong to you.
I'm yours all alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. You see, you saved my soul.
Yeah.
From a burning hell. Oh, yes, you did. And right now, I'm so glad I could tell.
I
really do.
I belong.
Yes.
You.
You're not my deal.
I belong.
Yeah.
You.
Yours all alone. Headband, break me down. Break me down. see you, the Spirit. And let me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning, knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, that's a new. I came to Jesus. Just as I was. I was weary. I was worn. But I found in him sweet old resting place. Anybody else found that place? From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here. I mean,
top of the evening, God bless you on today. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive every first and third Monday evening, 7 o'clock in the Central, 8 p.m. in the Eastern, and 5 p.m. in the West Coast, and Mountain Time, 6 p.m. And I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. You could have been anywhere else throughout the United States at this time on a Monday evening, but you chose to join us for this occasion. And I bless you all on today. And certainly, I want you to know I thank God for you, and I don't take it lightly. All of the great men and women of God around the world, it takes time to join us as we share God's word throughout the nation and to the lives of so many people. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all joining us. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors on today, kingdom leaders, and ministry gift that come so faithfully and dedicated to release the word of God through prayer, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, through a prophetic word, through teaching, and through the power of prayer. We certainly bless the Lord for you all that are engaging with us in this season. We share God's word throughout the earthland to the lives of so many people. We thank God for many of you who have been so faithful to keep us on the map and doing the great work of the kingdom. Certainly, I want you to know I don't take it lightly, your position, your duties, your responsibility, and your commitment to the work of the kingdom of God. So I thank you all so much for all that you do and all that you've been committed to doing. Bless the Lord for you and you on today. So we give God praise, glory, and honor for the great kingdom leaders at hand here that are faithful to us and dedicated to it. So we thank God for you all joining us on tonight. I'm going to really quickly talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of Habakkuk 2:1-8. Administrator Luke and Brian going to share that with us right now. Administrator Brian, go ahead and share the vision of the prophetic conference line.
Yes, sir. The vision of the prophetic conference line.
And then after that, take it. Then after that, bring the two of the commercials, and we'll come right back.
Okay.
Thank you, Minister. I'm sorry.
It's a, the vision of the prophetic conference line was birthed out of Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4. To communicate the life of God to his people and change the world with one touch of dialing the phone. To become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that has lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that will allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promises for the total person. The mission through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the vision of the prophetic conference line written by our very own prophet, Dr. LaRon Matthews. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love,
September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by
the Holiday Inn Express and Suites San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio
in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
All right, we welcome you all once again. Tonight is open forum. Tonight we're going to be taking your questions and comments on tonight. And certainly we have many questions and comments, especially as what's going on in the land today. And you all, excuse me a little bit, I'm doing domestic things as well. We're doing the live here. So I'll be sharing and we'll be talking and we'll be expounding at the same time. Wow. Dealing with family domestic things. Yeah, so we're going to do the open forum tonight. So if you have any questions and comments for tonight, we have a prophet coming, going to be one that's with us. Part of the open forum tonight. Amen. He'll be one that will be with us answering the questions and comments on tonight as well. And open forum, and thank God for him. Yeah, as well. And with us on the open forum. If you have any questions and comments for us, certainly we're going to take your questions and comments. I'll be on as well, sharing what on tonight with you all. Administrator Brian, if she has any questions and comments for us over on her end of the line, we will take those questions and comments too. And some of the major issues that we've been faced with in the land now is family, warfare within the family. There's a lot of families that have been dealing with issues within the family structure. We oftentimes look at trouble on the home front on the outside, and now it's facing many families, whether it's husband, wife, children, family, father, children, mother, children, children against the parents, parents against the children. It's been a battle. And then the other issue we're going to be dealing with tonight, and what I've shared with the people, I've shared this with you all in 2020. Now we're watching a manifestation of it at the highest level. The attack against children, the attack against the children, especially through this COVID and coronavirus vaccination now in the land. And that's a lot of questions being asked and a lot of questions being released. And mainstream media is not dealing with those mainstream questions, because those parents who are of what we probably consider low-income parents and parents who in low-income areas and who don't really understand the legality of things, the challenges of the world and the things that are going on, are being pressured and stressed into making some solid decision or decision. So in terms of saying that, we have to really make some crucial decision as parents in this season of their life, because there's an assault against the children now. And many of you remember in 2020 when I was sharing that with you, and I was talking about they're going to do everything and then they're going to come after the children. And they're going to be trying to. This is nothing new, as we would say, under the sun in terms of events and things like that. So we're just watching it manifest itself in real time in the real world. But they just do it from a subtle place, a settled place. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit as well tonight, too, and sharing as well tonight. So if you have any questions and comments for us on tonight, I've recently, over the last several weeks of my traveling time, have been receiving a lot of messages from inbox, you know, about pray about this, pray about that, pray. But I'm really encouraging people, while we're praying, you got to pray too. We have to get the people, because this has been a real individual time. We really have to get many of the saints to start praying. Because we're praying with you all, and we're believing with you all. But it's now time for the believers to come out of the shell, and we have to stand together. Because while we're standing in the gap praying and believing, the ones who want us to pray and believe, because of the state that they're in, they're having us to pray, but they're not praying because they're dealing with major issues. But you got to break through whatever it is, because what it is, it's called when two or three gather together, touching and agreeing. And so we're coming into agreement with you. You come into agreement with us, and we're standing together with you all in prayer. So we need all of your prayers. We need everybody to stand with us in praying. So we believe in God for you. You on today and coming at your agreement with you. So we're not gonna quit. We're not gonna bail out. We're not gonna throw in the towel. We gonna believe God today. So we're gonna pray with you. But now you have to come from out of that place and pray. We're gonna come out. We're gonna believe with God and pray with you today. So, yeah. So we're gonna believe God to pray with you all as well too. But tonight we're gonna take your questions and comments as well. We're going to deal with your questions and comments on tonight. So whatever those questions and comments you have for us tonight will be the opportunity to ask them. As I always tell people, this is a great opportunity to be able to ask questions and comments. I may not be able to deal with individual questions all the time, because I believe that if we did it more corporately, most people have the same questions and comments anyway. So the same question I may ask you individually, it may be a corporate question and comment that you may have as well too. So when we do it corporately, it allows us an opportunity to be able to address those, the multiplicity of people who's going to ask the same question, maybe just a different way, usually the same question, as we're engaging people into the things that the Lord got on tonight. So We thank you, God, for you. You are tonight, those that are connected with us and staying with us on today. We know that there's issues on the home front as well as the around the world, different issues that are going on. So we're going to try to address many of these challenges that are going on so that we can get some clarity to the people, especially when we're dealing with end time. End time means end of an era, end of a dispensation, end of an hour, end of an age, end of a generation, end of a civilization, but end time. As we're dealing with end time issues, we want the people to be aware of what they're faced with so that they will not miss what's coming or what's transpiring. You know, for over 20 years, America was over in Lebanon. Now those countries are now shifting again. So we got issues around the world that are affecting locally what's going on. And many things that we're experiencing as believers, the believers are so in shock of things because they're looking at it in the natural. This is a spiritual thing. Now it's manifested in the natural. So we're seeing and watching what's going on in the world, in the world event. So tonight. All right. So we're not going to delay any longer. I have, like I said, I have Apostle Simmons that will be joining me tonight. And the question and comment that we will be receiving and giving people response to. I believe, Mother Thelma Sidney, are you on? I did send you a text about that as well. And I believe, are you on as well, Evangelist Brooks? So we're going to, like I said, I'm going to take your questions and your comments on tonight. I'm sorry.
I said, I'm here, sir.
Okay. All right. Bless you on to that. So we're going to take your questions and comments. And as I'm saying, staying with you, I'm doing a lot of domestic duty today. So my hands are heavily with family as well today. Some of you already recognize and realize that as well. So we're going to take your questions and comments, and we're going to try to answer them as best we can. And we're going to try to do it in a give you a scripture as it relates to those questions and comments. And certainly, we won't tarry long. And believe me tonight, because I won't tarry long. So if you have a question or comment for us, and we have comments, we're going to try to answer those on tonight and be able to get some answers. Also, there have been, we know that some of you have been dealing with some attacks concerning some of the infirmities in your body and things that happen, and we're definitely praying for you. And I just want to say this to many of the people who are covenant partners with the ministry, virtual members as well as our local membership as well, too. We are definitely standing with you, and we're believing God with you concerning the issues that you're dealing with or the attacks on your body in sickness. I may not personally pray for you personally, but as senior pastor and conference land host, believe me, I'm praying for you all individually, and I'm praying for you corporately. Thursday, we pray for you. Wednesday, noonday, we pray for you. So I want you to know that we are praying for you when we get your request. We are praying for you when we know that someone lost a loved one. We are connecting with people. And because of the high alarming of things that are happening to everybody, we're doing our intercessor prayer warriors ministry gift team. We're working absolutely overtime with praying for people, because we know that as being gatekeepers of city, doorkeepers of city, we're doing what we can. As I'm traveling from one town to another town, one city, jumping up in the morning to get to another, we're praying for you. So please don't allow the enemy to trick you in believing that we're not praying for you because of what you're dealing with, because that's the way he plays with the believers. Some of you all are members of other ministries as well, and we're still praying for you in spite of those local ministries that are praying for you as well, too. So connect us with that as well. But I just wanted to say that to you all, because I'm in my fasting and praying time and picking people up. I perceive that very, very strongly. But I want you to know that we are praying for you all the time. Amen. And I haven't ceased from fasting even after our fast that we had. So I'm still seeking God and fasting for the body. And we know that we lost some good people and just got some news of some other people who passed away and some who's in emergency state right now. So I needed to say that to those, because the duty we're doing right now in the kingdom of God and the work we're doing right now in the kingdom of God, everybody, every hand has to be on deck. So even the ones that are dealing with them, all hands have to be on deck in this season for this wind that's blowing. Because it's extremely important that we all have to be, our hands have to be on deck to pray and lift each other up, to stand in the gap, to be committed and dedicated. Because in this season, you're going to know, you'll know who's with you and who's not with you. Because you'll know who's connected and disconnected. You'll know who's been with you for the fishes and the five loaves of bread in this season. You'll know it. And it won't be no mystery, because in this season of God exposing and revealing, you'll know. You'll know who will take correction and who will take correction but try to manipulate you inside. You'll know who really is willing to say, you know, I have my shortcomings. Let's do what we have to do. Because at this critical state in ministry for me, I have no time to play with believers who've been in this a long time and want to play games right now. I absolutely have no time. I'm taking this more serious than ever before. So I'm not in the season of babysitting. I'm in the season of building and strengthening you. Whatever I can do to build and strengthen you, I'm going to do it with all powers and abilities. And you can count on that. As I plan programs and putting things in places, you can count on Prophet Lorraine Matthews in this season. And those who have been really faithful with us, you can count on that for sure. I needed to say that to everybody on tonight, because we don't want to give the enemy any room to get the ears of our innocent members, innocent leaders, and those that are connecting with us, or those who are newcomers to it, because you got newcomers that are connected. We have innocent people that are connected. And some of the ones who've been around a while, they hear your voice and they go over to your page to be your friend you. So I've already got the hit on it. Hit the path. So I just want to let you know. You got a heart of the people. You got the heart of the people. People love the heart of a person that's real. So I just said that to you. All right. So we're going to open up the line for questions and comments. And let me add this to the issue here. Since 2015, you know, we had a lot of talented people who have went to school to get their education and increase their education, whether it's bachelor's, master's, doctorate, PhD, or earned PhD. Or earn doctorate. We thank God for the honorary ones as well, but the ones who had the ability to earn them, we thank God for. And I'm saying this because oftentimes some of the believers on this conference line and some who are coming to the conference line, you have to realize that I went to school for what I do. I mean, I had to do dissertation, evangelism, no, you had to do your book as well. And so we have went to school to do what we do in ministry. So everything you see that we're doing, and especially when it comes to the Ryan Matthews ministry and our counseling firm, when you want individual counseling, I've helped a lot, but when you want individual counseling for free, we can help you. But it's not going to always be for free. You follow me? And it's not going to always be for free to those who have not been committed to the ministry. If we know that you're committed to the ministry from this point, even if you sold a seed, even if you've been a partner, even if you've been a blessing, even if you're a tither, but we have people who I have record of that haven't sown anything to our ministry, but it's easy to grab us for a word from the Lord or counseling. Now, there's a difference if you come to the conference line and ask for prayer. I will pray for you. If you call the 877 number, we might put you in the hand of somebody that will pray for you. But watch this now. When I receive your call and it's an urgency for me to talk to you, and then when after I pray for you, after you share with me what you want me to pray for you, I'm not going to be on here doing the 30-minute counseling section of 40 minutes. You call for prayer. If you're calling for counsel, then you have to be able to pay the counseling fee. That's what we do. It's just like going to the doctor's office, to your insurance. So you cannot get upset at Reese Bryan or myself or our ministry because you saying to the people, well, do I have to pay to get prayer? No, woman of God, you're not getting paid to pray for you. You're being charged for the counsel that you want me to be on the line for another 40 minutes, that you're trying to be slick and manipulate me. Can I just call it real tonight, Saints? So if you're calling for prayer, we can pray for you, and I would do that. But then when you slip in the back door and I have to pray, say, well, can I tell you about all of what's going on? Then no, ma'am, I'm not here to deal with that. We just prayed about that. I've been openly helping people and doing what we do in ministry. It's a state of an emergency in this season for many people, and many people's lives are at stake. And as a pastor and a leader, if I encourage you in love to not go to a certain place, and you decide to go, that's your prerogative. I think that's what you told me. It's your prerogative. So, if that's your prerogative, you go. But don't bring your spirits back to our element and atmosphere. Now, that's my prerogative. So I want to set that in record, too. Because I'll love you, still will. But there's a stand I'm taking now in this season. So you can go on the mission, or you can leave with your own permission. But you have to. But Prophet Lorraine Matthews, whose Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry overseer. Yeah, I told you I was doing a little domestic stuff too at the same time. In 2 days from now, I got to be traveling again. So while we're on the conference line sharing tonight and going to take your questions and comments, I need to release that to the people. Because oftentimes it's important for me to share with you all, as well as the team, what I have to deal with as a leader because of my love for people. People have taken the love of me a little bit too much. So I needed to say that. And I'm authentic, so I won't hold back on what I say to people. So I just need people to know that. All right. So this is open forum tonight. Now, you can ask me any question. If you want to ask me a concern, if you want to share with me your issue, the problem, we will give you counsel tonight when we have open forum. Thursday morning, me and Mother Sydney will take your counsel and your advice. On Thursday morning, we do that. First and third Saturday, they have that. Evangelist Wilkes on her first and third Friday. So we have professional, qualified men and women of God who have the experience to tell you about relationship issues and topics and problems and be able to give you advice. No matter how saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost you've been in ministry, we all need help. No matter how many years you've been in it, you can be in it at 25, and then you see somebody who's been in it at 4. It doesn't make a difference. You're not exempt the attempt on your life. I got a message that I preached some years ago called "You're Not Exempt the Attempt on Your Life." So we all in this together when it comes to dealing with social, physical, mental, emotional issues. We all are in here together, and that's what we're all about. So I need to share that with the people because it's important to know that. And I don't mind being stretched, but one of the things I don't want to do, I don't want to be played on while stretching. That's all I'm saying. I give 1,000% in ministry. This is my life, and I take it very seriously. I do. When you see me preach, I preach from a serious place. And I always say I'm flawed, but when it comes to that pulpit and sharing the word of God, I take that at heart. My life is in it. My study is in it. My dedication is in it. My word is in it. When I counsel people, I'm in it. But you to know, I'll give you the best advice in the world. I see you get to the destiny you can get in. And see the best. And I'll correct in love. I'll correct in a place. I may correct, and you might not be happy about it, but as long as it's correction, I believe that. And I dedicated this year totally to my leader who passed away. And that's when I preach, I'm preaching because of my dedication to the leader who trained me, taught me, spent time with me, gave me what I needed, pushed me, pulled me, corrected me, sat down, imparted in me, showed me the fragrance, showed me what I need to do. So I'm qualified at my age now to have wisdom to deal with the young men, the older men, the mature men, the seasoned, to give you advice. And that's what I want to do. As long as I'm here on the earth and I can breathe, that's my duty to do that. And I'll share with you. But I will not in this season play games. So I'm letting everyone know in this season, Prophet Laron Matthews will not play games. I want the best for you, but I can't play games with you. So that's me. But we're in a very critical month. There's a showdown in this month. Something's getting ready to happen. And when the lightning strikes, I'm not going to be struck with you. That's just what I'm calling it. It's a critical time for all of us. These next 90 days, I mean 120 days, think about that prophetically. When they talk about realms, when they talk about Pentecost, 120 days. and the fresh word from the Lord. Spirit world understand 120 real clearly. Solomon understood that real clearly when he talked about 28 different times a season. To everything, there's a season and a time. And in each season, there's 120 days. So think about it. There's five seasons, and autumn is one, and it's only 7 days, and all the other ones, 120. So when they talk about 120, that means in one season. So in that 120 days, 120 rounds, 120 things, demons understand 120. What they're going to do in that 120 days, that season, under the sun, they're going to try to take you out. So in your 120 days, whatever you need to do, because we entering in too. We in this season. At the end of this month, we're going into a new year, Jewish calendar year. Buckle your seatbelt up. Time to make some moves. All right. Okay. So pray for your family, because right now, many families, well, All Points Village and all families are under attack. The family, the children are under attack. It's an assault on family. The kingdom of God, family, and natural families, it's an attack. And some of you, I want to share this with you. You saved people who love the Lord. Spirit filled. You walking around speaking in tongues with all this anointing on you. Y'all better start walking in forgiveness. Because a lot of you going to miss heaven and bust hell wide open with all this unforgiveness you holding on with people. It ain't no time to be holding on to unforgiveness with other saints and other people than family members. And you running around running from church to church saying you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And you ain't, your house ain't in order. You run around saying sanctified, but you got an ought against your brother and sister. You need to stop it. You need to put a pause to it and get on your knees and repent before the Lord. But we're in a time where some people need to start repenting now. Because people are dying. They leaving here. And you harboring all this stuff. You got issue with people. You better ask God. Go on a fast. Get on your face and repent. Because some of you are going to bust hell wide open with this spirit. So you better get yourself together. Saints, speak it in tongues, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you holding issues. Because God ain't got time for it, and God is tired. So whatever you got that you need to get with your pastor, with your leader, you're running from church to church, house to house, you need to go get it together. Got to get it right. I'll be able to. Yeah. You got to get it right. And that's not only a word, that's a warning for some of you. Get it right with your brother. Get it right with your sister. Get it right with your cousin. Get it right with your sibling. Get it right with that friend. Get it right with that ex-wife, ex-husband, boyfriend. Get it right. It's time to get it right. It's time to just purely get it right. It's time. Ain't no more holding on. Well, I don't know how. Yeah, well, if God came today, coronavirus that y'all talking about and y'all preaching about it and the pandemic and all infirmities, just get it right. I'm saved, go first. No, it ain't going first. I'm going first. Forgive me, brother. Forgive me, sister. I forgive you. I ain't going to forget. Even that forgive you and you ain't going to forget thing, that's good, too. You don't have to forget, but let it go for real. Don't hold on to that. Let that stuff go. People are dying. They're dying holding on to stuff. Try to let this stuff go. You're trying to live again. You can be all on one accord in the kingdom. God is trying to do something mightily for us. Your prayers are being hindered. Your prayers are being hindered because you're holding on to stuff. You got to release that. So it's time for the believers and the body to pull it together. Yeah. Time to move on. So let's do that. All right. Thank you, Administrator Brian. If you're going to join us tonight, we're going to take the question. Administrator Brian, you have some questions for us, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Administrator Brian. We're going to take the question from Administrator Brian. Administrator Brian, do we have anyone on the conference line that has a question for us? And if you're on the blog site, hit one. We'll take your question. The blog site, hit one and come in and release your question. We'll come into agreement with you on that. If you're on the blog side, so on blog talk side, if you have a question, hit one. If you're on the conference side, we'll take your question, hit star six, and come in. So we're going to do that right now.
This is a question, Father Matthews, from the chat room.
Okay.
The young man, and he says, my mom gives all her money to the church. She got sick and haven't seen no church folks, not even the pastor. I tried to call and make appointment with the pastor, left message, no call back. Now, I may be wrong, but I think she should leave that church. Don't you suppose to visit the sick if you're a pastor or at least send someone?
Amen. For the person that's in the chat room, you're absolutely correct. We have an obligation. We have an obligation to the people. But I'm going to let the panel go ahead and ask, and then I'll come at the end and respond to that. Is there anybody from the panel want to come in? Now, I don't know if Mother Sydney is on here because I reached out to her too. Are you on, Mother Sydney?
Yes, but, I'm on.
Okay. As well as Apostle Simon. Any of you guys can come in and answer that, but I'll come and get my thing to.
Young man, this is Mother Sydney. Thank you for praising God for that question of concern. And you're absolutely correct, because there's even scripture that talks about if there's any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, that they may pray the prayer of faith. And so, according to God's word, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. And if the pastor or the elder, you know, is not available, then they have someone in the ministry, like the sick and shut-in ministry. They have all of these different department set up just for that reason. Because if you're a faithful tithe payer, that is their reasonable service. That's their reasonable service for us to come out. I understand wholeheartedly what you're saying, young man. I understand, and I know it angers you and you don't understand, but every ministry is not like that. I'm going to give you an example, because I experienced that with my husband. We were pillars in the church. But what the Lord showed me was that they didn't have it. The Spirit of the Lord shared with me, he said, they don't have it. They didn't have what Jesus required of us to do, was to go visit the sick. He let me see the people at the church that they didn't have it. And he told me to love them where they're at. Love them where they're at. But yet at the same time, continue to reach out. There might be another mother or a member there. Get in contact with one of the members. But yet the Lord told me to love them where they're at, because they don't have it. And so after all of these months, or I don't know how long your mother been sick, and if they have not showed up, get in contact with one of the members or seek the Lord for direction. You seek the Lord for direction, because What Mother Sidney did was I just loved them where they was at. And I didn't even expect them. I didn't expect them to come out. Because the Lord shared it with me and told me that they did not have it. They didn't have that ministry that God gave us that's on the inside of us, the ministry of what? Visiting the sick. When I was sick, did you visit me? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was behind the prison wall, did you come and what? Minister unto me and visit me. Everybody don't have it. Everybody that's professing the name of Jesus Christ, they do not have the fullness of what God put inside of us. They don't have it. They're not living it. They're not walking in it. So they just don't have it. You can't get, you could take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink the water. So, young man, my advice, I'd like to give you some experience and what the Lord told me and from the Word of God. They just don't have it. They just don't have it. He just said, just love them where they're at. I started loving them where they was at, and I started putting them before the Lord. And my expectation, I had no expectation. I didn't even expect them to come out anymore. I did, but yet I loved them. And I embraced them when they came out. I embraced them when I went to church. Because God had sanctioned in my spirit that they did not have it. And that is so sad. When the Lord expose the people to you and say they do not have it. But love them where they at. Don't throw them away. Don't talk about them, you know. And it's kind of hard not to because you're frustrated. You're upset and you see where your mother gave all of that money to the church. I understand. I've been there. Because even at the same time, God still prompted me to give, prompted us to give. And so that is my take on that. I pray that it help you. I pray that it console you. Amen, that everyone do not have it. He said they just don't have it. And from what you're asking, from what you're experiencing, Mother Sidney's saying, they just don't have it. Love them where they're at. Back on mute.
Man, bless your Mother Sidney. Bless your doctor, to Dr. Wilson, Administrator Brian, to the people. I wholeheartedly agree with you, Mother Sidney, and what you just shared with the young man. Also, this Apostle Simmons. I am disappointed, and I hear person heart. This is why the church has really became a mockery for so long, how leaders and churches, and I like what you said, Mother Sidney, all churches are not like that, because just hearing it even from family members and people in general, when they talk about the church, they put us all in the same pot. But everybody is not like that. And this is where, young man, your heart cannot get hard. You just pray to God. Let God lead you concerning your mom and her sickness. First of all, pray, as we touch and agree, and pray and believe God for healing for your mother. Certainly no one want to be in this state of mind of knowing, seeing what your mom had done down through the years of supporting the church or ministry that she was a part of, and then she get on her sick bed and no one come by to visit her, no one come by to bring anything. I believe where we mess up at, Doctor, well, I say we because we're in the body of Christ, where we mess up, so many people focus on building an infrastructure versus meeting the needs of the people. Our first assignment is to meet the needs of the people. Jesus taught it so well when he met the needs of the people, when he set the 5,000 and fed them. He met the needs of the people, then he began to teach them spiritual things. Most of the time, people want to give the people more teaching and spiritual versus meeting their needs. Now, we do know that some people do take advantage of the church from that standpoint, because there is two sides to church, the spiritual and the administrative side. We know it takes money to run church or ministry, but at the same time, we can't put our focal point on all of our resources and finances going into a building versus meeting the needs of the people of our community. That's how we build our community, build our people, pouring back into them, that they will be strong, strengthened, that they will be able to stand on their own. The old saying, so you can, I can give you a fish, but you only eat for a day. But if I teach you how to fish, you'll be able to fish for a lifetime. You'll be able to eat. And I believe, again, where the church has messed up, again, it's because we put more focus and attention on a building, the infrastructure, versus meeting the needs of the people. So I encourage the young man tonight, just take to the Lord in prayer. And I know I heard that he asked the question, should she leave that church? I believe that's between her and God. You have to use wisdom in all things. I don't know if it's a family church or how long she's been at this ministry or what transpired. I don't know. All I know that the gentleman said that she gave all her money to this church. Nobody came by to visit or see her. That's sad. Amen. That's sad. And do like Mother Cindy said, reach out. Amen. They should have somebody in place. If the pastor can't go, have somebody in place to go and see about the woman of God that's laying there sick, afflicted. Amen. A phone call or somebody ought to take something by. Amen. Something by to see how the woman of God doing and pray for her. Amen. So that's my take on it, too. I touch and agree with Mother Sidney. Bless you on tonight.
Amen. Glory to God. I concur with Mother Sidney and Apostle. God bless you. Labors in the gospel. I want to say this to the young man that is asking the question. And I'm reading from 1 John chapter 3, and then I'm starting at verse 16, and then I'm going to read down. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good and see his brother and his brother have need and shut up his mouth of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, greater than our heart and knoweth all things. I read that scripture because I want you to know that the word tells us, they shut up their mouth. It says, how dwelleth the love of God in them? We know that God's love does not be vaunted or puffed up. And then, as Apostle Simmons says, and I say that many of times, that is one of my pet peeves. I cannot stand see God's people mistreated or misused. I, as well as Mother Sidney has said, I as well too, when my husband was in the hospital for almost 21 days, 16 days, something like that, I didn't get one, and I'm very active in my congregation. I didn't get a phone call, didn't get a visit. When a phone call I did get, it was rude. Person that knew I left the hospital and went and picked her up from the airport, she knew that my husband had had surgery. She knew that he was facing, she didn't even bother to call me. I was so devastated. I had made up in my mind that I was going to leave the church too. But God dealt with me and said, you show my love. And as Apostle Sim said, it's between her and God. So she has to decide what she does. Through it all, please don't you get bitter because of somebody else's, I'm saying ignorance, their inability to do the word of God. By you showing love, it would heat cold on their head. They will be convicted by you still loving them and showing love to them if you are a part or have attended this congregation. So my thing is, they will have to answer to God. And remember this one thing, if you don't remember nothing else that I have said tonight, God keeps good records, and his records is never destroyed because they're going to reap exactly what they sowed. It may not be the same measure that they sent it out, but they have to pay for that they did not do that they were supposed to do. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you all. Appreciate Bethany for sharing that. And I too stand with each and every one of you all as well. But I also want to say this too. In terms of them calling the ministry and not getting the answer from the ministry and no indication from the pastor, sometimes it is important to go to the church. And the reason being, we have a lot of ministries, leaders that have people in position that may have an issue with a member. And they won't even tell the pastor what's going on because they have an issue with a member. And having that issue with the member, they making sure that the pastor will not be able to help them. See, it ain't going to fall on that secretary or that person. It falls on the pastor. And sometimes the pastors don't get messages from their secretary or even from the answering machine that they may call because due to the person who's overseeing that responsibility or duty. Because I saw that happen before, that particular pastor was not even informed. And when it eventually came out, that person had what we call selective amnesia. And later on, that person had an issue with the person that was sick and never told that pastor. So in that case, I definitely agree with you all as well. But it's also important, you know, to try, just maybe go up to the church and find out. And I know people might say, well, if she's not in church, she's not a member. The pastor should know. And that's true to a point, but you have a huge congregation. Sometimes you just miss a few of the people in that congregation. So I wanted to share that as well too. But I definitely agree with you all what you released tonight. Thank you, Minister Brian.
And Barbara, you're so right because from a pastor, a leader standpoint, you understand it from that place. A lot of people don't understand it from that place, being in a pastoral or, you know, being an under-shepherd of a flock, because it could have been a large congregation. I was going to bring that out. I'm glad you brought that out, that the message may not have gotten to that leader or pastor to, you know, for a member, that a member is in a hospital, a member's homesick, or something happened, and it never got to that pastor because, like you said, he made it, you know, overlooked. And that's why me personally, me and my wife, we always said this, we like relationship. And being part of a large congregation, I want a relationship, not saying to become common with my leader, but be at a place where at least he know my name, at least he know I'm a member of his church or ministry or vice versa, whatever, so that when it comes to that, you know, and I know a lot of larger congregations do have other ministers and elders in place where they carry the pastor give them the assignment to you know, be over certain people, whether the deacon, mothers, or someone they will put in place to, you know, to make sure they carry out those duties of visiting the sick and shut in and praying. So you're exactly right. So I definitely agree with you on that, man of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, Minister Dubai?
Yes, sir. There's a question. What's your advice of mastering the emotion of jealousy in a covenant marriage?
Ooh-wee. Wow. Man. I'm saying wow because I just dealt with something similar to that. Wow. I just want to hang up and call the person and say, yeah, I need to get up on the phone for this one. Wow. But go, I'll leave it up to the panel. Let the panel. Wow.
Yeah. I come in and jump in rather quick on that one. Well, first of all, okay, read that question again, Minister Rick. I want to say, so it's in the marriage and relationship where one of the individuals is mastering jealousy, is what you're saying?
They want the advice from the panel of how do you master the emotion of jealousy in a covenant marriage.
When they say master it, okay, I just heard it again. Is it how do they deal with it?
Well, they're using it here in the example. It says, good evening, sir. I overheard someone saying to another person that if you see your wife standing with another man and you didn't get jealous, you don't love her. So my question is, does jealousy accompany love? And what's your advice of mastering the emotions of jealousy in a covenant marriage?
Okay, I think I did everybody understand that
one?
Mm-hmm. I think I could, when she gave an example, I think I see from where they're going with this. To me, in this case, when you're in a covenant relationship between a man and a woman and you really love each other, and like the person gave the example about if you see your wife standing talking to a man, if you don't have jealousy, then you really don't love them. I have to disagree with that. I mean, yes, from a humanistic, is that what they were saying, Prophet?
Yeah, because what I'm sensing here, because I think Minister Devine said, and then someone looked at them and saw that and said to the individual, am I right, Minister Devine? Said to the individual, what when they saw that wife next to a person talking, if they don't feel jealousy, I guess the person said, oh, I'm not jealous of that. And then the individual said to them, then you don't love your wife. No, that's the furthest thing from the truth right there. Because, you know, my job was to master the bedroom and master the house, not master the outside. Because if my house is endorsed by my love, then her outside relationship going to be endorsed by my love. So there should not be any influence unless there's some mental illness and then you're hanging around the wrong people. That's how I feel personally. Because I want the person to feel as secure as they want to feel. You follow what I'm saying? But it's only when the territory is being in, there's an invasion, but then you question it. But if she's talking to another man of God, he's talking to another woman of God, that requires to master is to be mature. Mastering me the teacher. he had to come to the level of maturity, to be mature enough to know that that's our duty. That's our duty to deal with people, talk to people, conversate with people. That's our duty. And in my marriage, I dealt with that issue at every level. And the very thing that that person said there, that a person don't love you if you don't have an issue with that. No, that's the further thing from the truth. That's secure. That's secure. And I think that was a lot that affected my marriage too, because when I was married, because everybody had her ear when it came down to issues and when it came down to problems. She was listening to what everybody else said. And then she was attaching it to, well, these are saved people, these are holy people. Well, they may have been saved or holy, but that don't mean you're wise. They speak in tongues, that don't mean you're wise. They may have been baptized, that don't mean you're wise. So you gotta use wise counsel in those types of events. I'm talking to people all the time, and I got unsaved people thinking this issue, but they don't pay my bills. They don't travel where I'm going. You follow what I'm saying? All they can do is talk. And I don't want to be in a position that the other person is in while I'm talking to. That's for free. But anyway, so if you have to deal with those types of things, to master something means to come to the place of a mature place. You have to be mature in yourself. And a lot of times people ain't mature. And I don't really think it was the man that was the problem or watching it. It was the person that was standing next to the person influencing them that if you don't have any issue with that, that's a problem. No, the person who you with have a problem. You know, a great leader said this to me once a long time ago. Mother sent me and thanks, Minister Brown. They said, if you hang around an insecure person, they will take your security away. End of quote. If you hang around an insecure person, they will take your security away. So I disagree with that, sorry, but I don't know. Simmons, please forgive me, man of God, but come on back here.
I agree with you 100%, Doctor. That's good. That is exactly because I was going to say that as well about the maturing part, because me and my wife, a lot of people, they always say, you know, they look at me and my wife as a younger couple, but we thank God that God has graced us, you know, to be 51 years old and we have taken good care of ourselves. You know, my wife is attracted lady, a beautiful lady, and also, you know, they tell me that I'm a handsome man. I don't brag about that, but if she's talking to someone at church, another man or whatever, we're at a place we're mature. Now, we do protect what's ours. We ain't going to be ignorant, but the Bible do let us know, don't let your good deeds be evil spoken of. But you said it, Prophet. It depends on who's around you, who's getting in your ear, and who's stirring up the pot, in so many words. That is where you get all of the, and then, like you said, if home taken care of, everything is good. We don't want to leave the door open for the enemy to come in because he cut in crafty like that, but not to a place where if I see my wife talking to another gentleman, I'm not going to be at a place of jealous or vice versa with her. But it depending on the situation. If someone's up in her face flirting with her or vice versa, a woman in my face flirting with me, regardless, you know, she's going to see that and I'm going to see it. It's not where we get jealous, but we are very watchful. And we learned that down through ministry, being a married couple and working ministry and dealing with, you know, people in general from that place. And that's where we have to cover each other and watch each other when it comes to that, because we know how cunning crafty the enemy can be. But we're never, and you said it, Prophet, about what the man of God said, the leader, about being insecure takes your security. If you're connected around insecure people, and especially in a relationship, if your wife or your husband, if they insecure about the relationship, if they're afraid that another man is watching their wife or vice versa, if a woman is watching her husband, and you're insecure every time you walk out and somebody, you know, the woman, she would say something where, why you looking at her, or why he looking at you, or vice versa, then you always going to have that, to me, that vibe of something going on where insecurity, you know, is now opening up for that. But if you're mature, like you said, you're mature, you're developing your relationship, and you are really in covenant, you ain't got nothing to worry about. It ain't nothing to be jealous about. That's just my take on it. So I agree with you 100%, man of God, and to the person that asked that question. I mean, to me, that part about being jealous, if you're not jealous and when you see your wife talking to another man or vice versa, and that, to me, that's not where it's saying I don't love her if I don't get jealous or vice versa. I had to disagree with that one right there.
Amen. Another statement? Go ahead, Linda.
First of all, why in the world would you, a person, just suggest such things to that? If that person is already feeling, if the individual is feeling secure and it's not bothering them, then that tells me that they probably fishing because they probably got interest in the person's mate.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. And they probably fishing to see if it, you know, if they can make a move or what have you. But you have to use the spirit of discernment in this matter. Why is they asking these type of questions? Are they a prowler in the church? They going to see who they looking for a week, see how they can get in, what have you? So I would look at the motive of the individual. So, I would really look at the motive for that person, and then I would tell them, I'm praying for you because, you know, my spirit is discerning something that is not God, not of God. And, you know, then the enemy always want to come and stir up discord and different things like that. So, you know, I'm not starting to say you know. But the thing is that Scripture clearly said, know those that labor among you. If that person is part of your surroundings, then you really need to watch the motive because they could be a wolf in sheep clothing. That's my take. I'm going on mute.
Amen. I agree wholeheartedly with what the panel said. My take on it is that person needs to run as far as the east is from the west, away from that person, because that person he just sowed a seed of discord right there, of confusion. Because where is this person, his husband? Totally, he's not insecure. He know what he got. He know his why. But when people are insecure themselves, and I heard someone probing, amen, he might like her himself. And so we have to be very wise in who we have in our circle or in our life. And so he needs to run away from that person and never to again take no type of advice. I'm telling you, I'm like Prophet Matthew, and this season is time to, I cut the dumb folks. I cut all the dumb things are being said. You know, any negativity that's going to come into his spirit. I just say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you for even putting that thought into that man's mind. And here it is, you know, we human. He don't go home and talk. Why would he say something like that? And here he would toss that over. He would start thinking about that. And that was a negative seed that was planted in him, and where that seed could germinate and grow and bring something in the marriage, bring a little division in the marriage. Not intentionally, because where he went, he allowed that seed to grow in him. And so I agree. I'm like, no, he needs to run so fast. He needs to run. He needs to get away. He needs to not even let that person come back in his circle or come back around him. That's my advice. I'll go back on you.
Well, Prophet Nephew, we have a statement toward that question as well. It states that it is not true that love is absent if you find your wife standing with another man without having the emotion of jealousy. On the contrary, it could be the proof of matured love that makes you feel secure in your place as a spouse, regardless of who your partner is with, as opposed to having that kind of ruinous emotion of jealousy, which is characteristics of unsanctified and mistrusting partners. What you describe is often the behavior of insecure, possessive, childish, and over-controlling and mistrusting lovers. Note now, only a married couple qualifies to be called lovers. Great question.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you for that question. All right. Do you have anything else over there, Minister Brian?
No, sir. Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to open up the conference line. And if you're listening in, we can give you a quick opinion. We'll give you opportunity. And then we're going to be closing remarks to each and every one of our panel tonight. And we just bless the Lord for this on tonight. Do anyone that's listening have a question or comment once again? All right. Anybody listening have a comment concerning what was shared tonight? Okay, good. We bless you all. Thank you so much for receiving, being able to hear, being able to receive from what was released and what was shared. We bless the Lord for you all tonight. All right. We'll start off with Evangelist Luke, do you have any final words on your end? You want to say any announcement that you have?
I want the people of God that's listening in tonight, you heard the questions that were asked. As Prophet said earlier in the broadcast, this is the season that you can't be allowing a whole bunch of, I always say shenanigans, or things that just harbor in your spirit. When you see people acting out of character, the Bible is not that you judging them. The Bible plainly tells us you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. If the person is not doing the will of God, I'm like Mother Sidney, you better run. Run for your life. Most of all, keep your spirit clean. That's my take on tonight.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Dr. Carlina Wilkes.
Yeah.
All right, Mother Thelma Sidney, any final words and any announcements you have?
Amen. My word for tonight and take on tonight to the people is that get wisdom, get understanding. All thy getting, get wisdom and seek the Lord. In everything that you do, let him direct you, let him guide you. And I'm like with Dr. Wilkes. Know them that you labor among. And so we can't just put all of our pearls. We can't just give it to everybody. We just can't allow everybody to wear our pearls. We can't let everybody sit around our pearls. Amen. So you just have to be very careful in these last and evil days that we are in, because wickedness, amen, is rampantly upon the earth. So we just have to be very careful, amen. We have to be careful with our ear gates and our eye gates. We just can't allow everything to go into our ears. We can allow everything, allow our eyes to see and look upon everything. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Finn. Powerful. Apostle Maurice Simmons of Restoration Truth Ministry. Any final words and any announcement that you have for
us? Amen. Bless you, sir. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mother Cindy took the words right out of my mouth when she said wisdom and understanding. We definitely need that in these challenging times, the wisdom of God. And as she said, and all that getting, get understanding. So we will not fall into the traps or the trickery of the enemy as God's children and God's people. Prophet, I did want to bring this out, man. I know we're running for time.
We got time. I just don't.
Okay.
Please feel free.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah. With all of the confusion that's going on in the land, I was talking to a man of God this morning, and we know the attack now is on relationships, it's on families. Through what's going on with this pandemic, he was sharing with me how in his family, one of his brothers, I believe, or one of his uncles, it might be one of his uncles, he was saying, and show you the attacks of the enemy now and the plots of the enemy. He had told his daughter wanted to come see him, and he told his daughter, said, if you're not vaccinated, he said, you cannot come to this house. He said, because God spoke to us and told us that he has given us the vaccine to protect our family, and if you're not vaccinated, you cannot come to this house. She wanted to see her father so bad. But because she's not vaccinated, he won't allow her to come to the house. You see the trickery of the enemy, how he's attacking the family? And we see it now so prevalent of what the enemy is doing and what he's up to. And I think you said you were going to bring a lot of that out through some of what you had to share with God, put on your heart. And, you know, I was asked several questions when I went and got my oil changed on this week. And I was at the dealership, and this lady was in there. She was cleaning, and there was two of the younger brothers that were mechanics in the shop. When I walked out, she asked me, she said, you've been vaccinated. I kind of smiled at her, and she said, tell these two young men over here that they need to get vaccinated. And then the two gentlemen looked at each other, and they started smiling. And I said, are y'all talking about y'all being vaccinated? And the gentleman said, yes, because we have not been vaccinated. And I just said, I don't want to get offend anybody on the line. I didn't say it sarcastically, but I was saying it to them. I said, well, y'all are good. Y'all are good. I said, just protect yourself, man. Just use wisdom to protect yourself. And I said, you don't have to take the mark. And I walked off, and the lady, she kind of got upset with me, and she said, well, evidently he must not be vaccinated because she asked me to show me my card. But I just walked off because I didn't want to get into a little confusion what they had going on. You know, these were employees of a dealership, and she was forcing the young men about being vaccinated. So that's a confusion in the land right now, and I know a lot of believers on this line. We have to really seek God, because I know it's not at a place where you tell people what they can and cannot do. People have to be led by the Spirit of God and not moved by the spirit of fear. We know what has gripped the land, but we have to use wisdom, as Mother Cindy said. We have to use wisdom, the wisdom of God in all things. We have to get understanding, and we definitely have to know who we put our confidence and trust in, so we won't walk in confusion, we won't walk in fear, and a lot of that is going on in the land. As you said, Prophet, how now they're trying to attack our young people, but it's coming back to relationships again, relational. If our relationship is really not intact with God as it should be, then we are going to be people tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and everything that come our way that shifts us, put us in fear, doubt, and unbelief. We have to know who we are in God. And if we don't know that as believers, the children of God, we will continue to be tossed to and fro and continue to follow the lies of the enemy. So I just wanted to say that, man of God, just encourage the people of God. Just continue to seek your relationship with the Lord so you can bond with your family. Don't let the enemy sever your relationship with your family or even with your local ministry, because that's always been the enemy assignment, to kill, steal, and destroy, to divide, you know, the people. He's dividing family relationships, dividing churches and ministries. It's been like that for, but it's only intensified. So I just encourage the people of God, whatever you do, just keep your relationship bond together in love, because anything that we do in this life, if we don't have love, everything we do, it don't mean nothing's vanity. Just operate from a place of love, and I believe that God is going to see us through all of this craziness that's going on in the world. So I just wanted to share that part.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. We appreciate that, man of God. Thank God for you releasing that exchange, because that's extremely important for us to really understand the importance of those things and those things for us to really know, because so many people are confused now about what's going on and what they're experiencing. So it's important for us to really know what's going on in the world and to be able to make the right choices and the right decisions. And tonight, the question that was really proposed tonight was very powerful. Very powerful question tonight. And especially that last one, I just really thank God for you. All of us on one accord with that one. But, yeah, it's right now, with what's going on in the world, people of God, in the spirit of infiltration, and I believe that they're sending people into these churches to keep confusion going, keep confusion continuously going. With the fear, there's so much fear gripping people right now. But there are people that already let me know that we love you, we appreciate you, but we're not coming back to the church because of the coronavirus. And I asked one person, I said, are you going to go to the grocery store? And they cracked up laughing and say, are you kidding me? I said, no, are you going to go to the grocery store? That's what I said. I thought, are you going to still go to the grocery store? I said, I'm still waiting for answer. Are you still going to go to the grocery store? Are you still going to go in the grocery store and shop? Are you still going to do, you know, pick up the clothes? I'm sure, because I know you love shopping. I told myself, I know you love shopping. I know you love putting on clothes and see how they fit and they wear. So I'm just asking the question, are you going to? And they really never gave me a definitive answer. So I just said, well, there's the answer. Because the enemy is tricking, or has tricked, many of people, and many of people have been tricked and deceived. Many have. Many of you have been tricked and deceived by that. I mean, if you know, someone even made a statement about, yeah. Come on in, Administrator Brian. Real quick. I'm sorry, Administrator Richard. Come on in. Please, Administrator.
Bless you, Papa Matthew. Just wanted to make these few announcements before I leave the board.
Sure.
Please, if you will, if you're in the New Jersey area, Dr. Matthews, August 19th and 20th, this Thursday and Friday will be at Pilgrim School Gospel Ministries, 379 Lakehurst Road, Brownsville, New Jersey. Pastor Benjamin Hull is the host pastor. August the 21st, which will be this coming Saturday, Dr. Matthews will be honored at the 2020 Black I Am Awards in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for his book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. If you'd like to support the man of God, you can purchase your tickets at www.blackiamawards2021.evenbright.com. Also, September 18th, 19th, please save the date for the Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference hosted by Sister Tina Rice. At the Lifestyle Hair Studios at 5520 Walden Road, Suite 102, San Antonio, Texas. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. That flyer is also posted on Facebook as well. October the 1st, Dr. Matthews will be at First Baptist Church, Lounsbury, Alabama, 2nd and 3rd, you'll be located and having services in South Central Alabama. October the 7th, Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Matthews is headed your way. More information will be coming forth on that. Save these dates, please, if you will. October the 29th, 30th, and the 31st, you're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Laron Matthews, Family Values Conference 2021 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Laron Matthews. October the 29th, the services will be held at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is a senior pastor. October the 30th is a formal banquet, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The tickets are $70. The banquet will be held at the First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street in Harvey, Illinois. The formal banquet, the tickets are $70. You can cash out at Money Sign Family Values 2021, or you can mail your request for tickets to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, care of Family Values Conference in Harvey, Illinois at 60426. For more information, you can call Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770, 910-506-8770. Or you can contact the local ministry at 708-825-1988 or the toll-free number at 877-912-2027. Please keep in mind they're requiring that you wear a mask at the banquet as well. Again, the banquet is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The hotel information is at the Even Hotel there in the great city of Tinley Park, Illinois, and you can call the 708-444-1100 and ask for the Family Values Conference block. That number is 708-444-1100. We have more information that's forthcoming on all of these. The announcements will be on social media. The commercial will be paid starting next week on Blog Talk Radio as well. Now, we're going to do an ad booklet also. More information is coming on that on Wednesday. We'll have more information on Wednesday, the dates and the time for the ad book. And if you're going to book your hotel, please remember the date is very important. October the 8th is the final day to book your hotel, October the 8th, and there will be a cutoff date to purchase your tickets as well. Thank you, Dr. Matthews. Sorry it took so long, but we had to get that information out. We truly appreciate you.
And thank you so much, Minister Brian. And once again, to the saints of God, thank you, Apostle Simon. Thank you, Mother Sydney. Thank you, Evangelist Dr. Carlina Wilkes, we appreciate you all as well, and to all of those that are listening, and to all of our newcomers that are connected with us. Believe me, you all are definitely in my spirit. I want you to know that. And in this season, be very careful who gets your ear, especially in this divine connection. But we do have people that are coming to the joining our conference line, watching you on Facebook. They hear your comments that you make about the service and about us. And then they reach out to you on your inbox to get to know who you are. And then they want to get your ear concerning me. So I'm letting you know ahead of time. I'm just letting you all know ahead of time. So many people just ask to be your friend on Facebook. And they ask to be your friend on Facebook because they see your connection with Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Laron Matthews Ministries, and myself personally. So I'm letting you know ahead of time. Usually I don't say that. But I'm going straight here at those enemies because I know they're lurking. I know who they are, and I know two of them personally by name. And I want them to know that too, that I know you two personally by name because I'm going straight at the enemy in this season, and I'm going to rip you two people head off. So I'm going to say that spiritually in the spirit land, and I'm making that announcement publicly because when I call you out, it's not going to be no mystery. So I'm just letting you know that too. But to all of my friends and associates and people, my job is to protect you and to let you know the type of leader I am and the type of person I am. And I'm standing with you, and I believe God for you, and I believe your vision and your purpose, and I'm going to stand on your vision and purpose. But this season, I'm not going to leave you ignorant concerning people. I'm not going to leave you ignorant concerning nothing in this season. I've been very careful too many times, and I've let innocent people get hurt because of me being careful. So I'm going to use wisdom in this season with you all, because there's a lot of the millennials connecting with us, the new people that are connecting with our ministry, as you all probably saw on Facebook on Sunday, that are connecting with our ministry. And yes, I will not let anybody prophesy into you all life. I will not let anybody prophesy into your life. I'm judging prophecy very carefully in this season. Amen. I just want you all to know that. I'm out for the best interest of the people and for the future. I want that to be known as well, too. Okay. So that's from Prophet Lorraine Matthews. That's not behind the scenes to anybody else. That's on this public platform so everybody can know from me personally. But like I said, I believe in your gift. I believe in you all. My job is to protect all of the new people that are coming and to be authentic with you, to tell you that my dad used to say to me some years ago, he said, son, ministry ain't all that you, it ain't what you really think it is. And I find that to be almost 30 years later what he said is true. So I appreciate you all. I thank God for you all on tonight. Thank you, Minister Richard Bryan. Thanks, everybody, today. And people, walk in that forgiveness, I'm telling you. Don't hold nothing against anybody. No. Everybody to love them. Keys to the kingdom. All right, if you want to be a blessing tonight, you can go to our ministry website at WeRestoreYou, the letter U in the alphabet, .org. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U, .org. Click on the donation button and be a blessing. Or you can go to Zelle at money sign, RFPIM. That's Zelle at money sign, RFPIM. And so it's the, or you can do it the, you can go to Cash App at money sign, RFPIM. Cash App, money sign. R for Restoration, F for Foundation, P for Prophetic, I for International, M for Ministry. And then you can do Zelle at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at Yahoo.com. WeRestoreYou at Yahoo.com. And then you can go to our website and go to WeRestoreYou, the letter U, .org. And I appreciate every seed in advance for all that you do and all that you've been committed to do and dedicated. But I appreciate your support in advance for all that you do. Thank you, God. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., we have another. We got blessed this morning by the teacher this morning. That was a powerful word this morning. But we have powerful kingdom leaders that are teaching on 5 a.m., blessing us. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. Don't forget, Wednesday, noonday prayer. That'll be travel time for me. The Wednesday, noonday prayer. And before you get to us, you can join the dynamic duo of Restoration Truth Ministries coming on 11:15 our time, 12:15 their time. And you can jump over there and then jump over and come on to us and be with us in on our conference line over there on Wednesday. That's a dynamic duo. They go first, and we come right up behind them with a word from the Lord. I know you'll be blessed by them, those who support them over there as well. We bless the Lord for, and then all the other great leaders that are ministering the word of God and sharing God's word. Amen. Thank you, all the committees that are coming together to make this a great occasion for the 2021 celebration, 2021. And let me end on this one. Now, isn't it interesting how all of the United States government, Dr. Fauci and everybody is pushing the vaccine, pushing masks, pushing social distancing. Did everybody see the President Barack Obama birthday party? Did y'all see that? They had snippet of it. Some people got snippet of the birthday party. Did you see all of those over 200 people all together? Well, actually more than that at his birthday party. And all of them, now that was a private party, but did y'all just see how all of these people were just, it was a huge all together? Isn't it interesting? But we got all these rules putting on us. See? And that's the confusion in the land. It's the elite rule and it's the people rule. And the people rule are overruling the elite. The elite does this, but even worse. The we're following all of their rules and regulations and they're doing just as earth as us. So that the people rule in the least. It's the haves and have not in the earth land. And you have to know the difference between the haves and have not. But please, people of God, please protect your children. I'm saying that honestly. 2022 and 2023, I'm praying for a lot of people. 2022 and 2023. Amen. My heart goes out for people. All right, thanks. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom. You called it my perfect young tonight. God bless you all.
Get ready for the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Carvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th. Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.